It's here and now. Torrential rain in western Canada has cut off the city of Vancouver from the rest of the country. Severe storms destroyed bridges and flooded big swaths of British Columbia, leaving many without power, clean water, and basic necessities. Here's how resident Maloney Langthorne described it to the CBC last night.
You know, we don't have a lot of groceries. We're running out of water. We have the fear of not just the flood, but electricity, medications for many.
CBC senior reporter Katie Nicholson is in British Columbia. Katie, welcome. And we see that all three major highways into Vancouver were shut down, as well as railroads. The port of Vancouver was cut off. What's it been like?
Well, you know, the first thing that happens is supply chain issues for communities in the interior and also for some of the most populous areas. So we've seen reports of panic buying, lots of pictures of empty shelves, people who were worried and just sort of also, well, it's that impulse. It's like the beginning of COVID again all over. You sort of see those empty shelves and people sort of really responding out of fear and panic. And, you know, that is despite the government saying it can maintain in the flow of supplies. In fact, that's one of the reasons it declared a state of emergency this week, so it could have greater control over the supply chain. But, you know, it's not just food and materials. It's also people who rely on these roads to travel to and from, say, dialysis and other medical appointments. Now, one of those highways is reopened for emergency use, so just essential travel. There were about 1,000 people that were stuck in Hope for a couple of days. They were able to get out on a train and then on Highway 7 when it was reopened. And there were engineers and crews all over the province trying to assess the damage. And, you know, it's not just the roads that are closed because of flooding. It's also the landslides. So just south of Lillooet in the interior, it wiped a number of cars away, this landslide. One woman we know is dead, and no one really knows for sure how many cars were swept away. But there are 4 missing persons reports filed. So that's how RCMP are trying to figure out what they should be looking for and coordinating with search and rescue crews. And that's really the barometer they have is missing persons reports, because it is such a mess there right now. And it is dangerous work to really dig into to that landslide and try to recover people and cars. So, you know, that's why they're sort of hedging their bets. They're refusing to say with any certainty how many cars may have been swept away in that particular landslide.
As you well know, this summer, the same region just got baked in a record heat wave. It was torched by just terrible wildfires, which is why we've seen some of these mudslides. Now, this torrential flood, do people there feel like they're in the crosshairs of climate change?
Yeah, you know, there's real frustration. People feel that they're not getting enough support, although today military arrived in one of the worst flood-affected areas in the Fraser Valley, and that's to build up levees to try to get ahead of rainfall that's expected next week, sort of Monday, Tuesday. And we are getting rain. It was raining a little bit yesterday, not a significant amount, but this area is so socked in, and it's a low-laying prairie. There are evacuation orders. It's where the bulk of the farm industry is based in the province. So it's a very critical situation. People are feeling very much that they're getting it on all sides. Fires in the summer, heat in the summer, and now this.
Sounds like a mess. Katie Nicholson, senior reporter for CBC News, speaking to us from British Columbia. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.